what I'll never be the same. But I'm never. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for June 21st in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I am so blessed and so glad that I am in the number, that God knows me, that He knows my name, that He changed my name, He made me a whole brand new creature, and I just say thank you. Before we get started, I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. especially during our prayer request. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Lamar Pearson, followed by a scripture reading from his lovely helpmate, Evangelist Dr. L. Moore Pearson.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Lord, we come humbly before you at this evening hour, a time of prayer. Rejoicing in the victory that you have given us all these many years, that we'll continue to live a life full of you, rich with your spirit. Lord, how we thank you this day for the nourishment of food, of fellowship, of children, of our family. Lord, we thank you for how you've been so good to us. Even the trolls of life that come and go, continue to bless us. Food, clothing, and shelter. And an opportunity of peace and harmony in a time when the world seems to be storming and rage. Wars are alive, groping over our lives, that we might continue to come before you day in and day out, recognizing that we need you, that we love you, because you first loved us, that we are able to rejoice the victory of every day, this opportunity to call on our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, and our friends, and rejoice in the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Pray your continued anointing upon our lives, that we might continue to be a witness to your glory and to your honor, that we continue to labor day in and day out, that you would continue to bless us with the way of rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, for our families, for our children, our loved ones, those who continue to labor with us, that the victory of this life's journey is full of your mercy, your glory, and your honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I will be reading 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. The work of an evangelist is to spread the good news that Jesus Christ came, that he died for our sin. He arose the third day. He was seen by more than 500. Walk the Emmaus Road, and he's a soon coming king. God bless.
Deacon Daryl Harris will lead us in prayer.
Good afternoon, First Baptist family, friends, and members, and everybody. My prayer is about love. God so loved this world, he gave his only begotten Son. For those who believe in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. God, thank you this morning for waking me up. And I don't call it just waking me up. I call it love, because you love me so much. Allow me to wake up and everybody in this world wake up, because it was not our cell phone. It was not our alarm clocks. It was you gave us the breath of life, Lord. So I just thank you for your love every day, Lord, and all the way you bless me and bless my family and bless my church family and everybody. But God, we need you right now to give more love to people that don't know you, Lord. The world needs to know you. You know, if all of us come to you and just say love all at one time, you will hear us, Lord. And we need your help right now, Lord. This world is in a bad way. We are not living in one love with each other, as you say for us to live, you know. So, God, I just thank you for being who you are, and just thank you for the love you give us every day. You know, you are who you say you are, but you don't never really hear you say who you are, but you show us every day. You don't go around bragging and boasting about who you are. You show us every day, every morning. New mercy comes in the morning that he blesses us with life. Life is important. It's most important than anything else. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I forgot to tell y'all, I love y'all, and ain't nothing you can do about it, because the one that love you the most, love you the best. And in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
All right now. Did you tell the Lord how much you loved him today? Did you thank him for waking you up? For providing you with a meal, breath of life, sound mind, able to move your limbs? Do you have anything you want to say? Well, now is your time. You can speak directly to the Lord and tell him all about it during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Thank you. Deacon Christopher Bazemore will lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, members, and visitors. Welcome to our Wednesday night prayer meeting. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God of us all, we are so blessed and happy that we can have the opportunity to worship, praise, give thanks to your holy and divine name. Thank you for a good night's sleep last night, oh Father. Thank you for you waking us up in our right state of minds, good health and strength, allowing us to be on our way to provide for our families, oh Lord. We're so grateful once again to have this opportunity to fellowship in your name, oh Father. Thank you for my wife, my children. Thank you, Father God, for just allowing them to show love towards their father during Father's Day. And the best kids in the world, Father. So I'm so happy and blessed that we had the opportunity to give them a great foundation, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you would allow us all to lead our families in the way of your truth, O Lord. Allow us just to trust you despite all the circumstances that may stand in our way. Thank you, Father God, for First Baptist Church. Thank you for all the First Baptist Church members, O Lord. Thank you for their commitment. Thank you for them just allowing us to give thanks to you, O Lord. I pray that you will watch over the many members who wanted to be on this line, O Father, but for some reason they weren't able to. So I pray, Father God, you would just touch them in a special way. Thank you, Lord, just for just helping us to overcome circumstances and challenges that's in our lives. Pray, Father God, you would just give us strength just to go on a little while longer, oh Father. Help us just to just draw your strength to just get a little closer to you so that the demands of this world won't pull us down, Father. I pray, Father God, you would help us to resist temptation whenever it comes our way. Allow us just to find strength to endure, to have more power that only can come from you, and for us to be fearful in our walk, oh Father. I pray that you would change our fears to faith, change our doubts to belief, change our worries to trusting in you, because if we just believe in you, Father God, everything will be all right. You said in your word, Proverbs 3:5-6, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but with all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And I pray, Father God, that I truly believe that you will, because if we don't believe that, then enemy can steal our joy, rob our peace, paralyze our faith, and confuse our minds. So I pray, Father God, you would just allow us just to be strong in your word, meditate more in your word, love you more. Help us to be good servants, oh Father God. Help us just to be determined, oh Lord, to just get things right, Father, that we had messed up on yesterday, oh Lord. Thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you graciously give it to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your ever-loving presence. Thank you for our pastor, Father God. Thank you for his commitment and his love. I pray, Lord God, you will watch over all the ministers that we have in this church, all the pastors that we have, all of our First Baptist Church family, oh Lord. Pray, Father God, you would just allow them just to be the servant and to do your will only your way, O Father. Because you said in your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. So help us just to trust you, because you are our refuge and our shelter in the midst of a storm, O Father. Thank you, Father God, just for allowing us to be encouraged by things that you had done, O Lord. Give us the opportunity just to overcome any problem that stands in our way, because you said that there's no problem too big, no hurt too deep, no mistake so bad that you cannot provide strength and wisdom for us to live on this little while longer. I pray, Father God, you would watch over the many, many sick members, oh Lord, that's calling out your name. So in the bed of affliction, Father God, I pray that you would save them, heal them, and deliver them as only you can do, oh Lord. I pray that you would touch the hearts of so many young people, Lord God, that want to get to know you a little better, Father. I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around them, oh Father, so that they can be the people and to allow us all to show good examples for them, oh Father. And I pray that you would touch the so many family members who have lost loved ones, oh Father. You know them name by name, oh Lord. Pray, Father God, you would just wrap them up and help them to feel your comfort of love and joy, oh Father. And I pray, Lord God, you would just allow us just to be the people you choose for us to be, your Father. Keep us all on that path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. I pray, Lord God, you would just come into our hearts, oh Father, so we can feel your everlasting presence. Draw us close to you. Be with us, guide us, protect us, and be with us even this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deacon Bruce Roberson, who is the chairman of the Deacon's Ministry and leader of the Men's Ministry.
Available to the Lord. One. two, three. Come on, get up. If you're here, come on. Let me hear you say, cry,
my God is within me, and I am available to you.
Oh. Well, choir, you can sing it again.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. It's such a joy to be here tonight. Before I get started, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for another Wednesday night that we can come together as a First Baptist Church family and friends. Lifting up the name of Jesus, Father, we just know that your presence with us. We know that your power is almighty, and we know that the purpose that you've given us that we have to take hold of, Father. We thank you for this day, Lord. We know that the world is going through many, many changes, and we ask for world peace right now, Father. We ask for peace in our homes, Father. We ask for peace in our schools. We ask for peace in our communities. We even ask for peace in our church, Father, as we continue to just serve and look to you, Lord, because you are our strength, our Redeemer, and our Lord. God, thank you this evening for this moment, a time that we set aside to just look to you and to give you all the glory and all the honor. And we don't take it lightly, Lord, that you've done so much for us. You've been so good to us, Father. And we thank you tonight for all the people who have put this prayer service together. We thank you for each family that's represented, Father. We ask that you continue to bless First Baptist Church in a mighty way. Continue to just lift up all the members that they will be drawn closer and more unified, Father. We love you, Lord, and we give it all the credit and the glory in your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Well, again, good night, good evening. When I was asked to give an inspirational message, Lord, congregation, I didn't know what to say. But looking back a few days, we recently celebrated Father's Day. And I thought about the many characteristics of a father. And I thought about my dad, and I thought about people in my life who were like dads. And one characteristic stuck out, being dependable. And tonight, I'd just like to give a couple inspirational thoughts on being a dependable Christian. Our Heavenly Father wants us to be dependable. Being dependable means that we do what we say we would do. When we say we would do it, and in the best way we can, we should be dependable because God is. Now let's take a look. What does Scripture say about being dependable? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 1:9, New King James Version. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And also I like to look at the Amplified Version of that same scripture. It reads, God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to his promise, and he can be depended on. By him you were called unto companionship and participation with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And I have one more scripture that I'd like to just uplift right now. That's Colossians 1:10, the King James Version. That ye may work worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What am I really trying to say? It's being consistently reliable and trustworthy. It allows us to continue in our commitments, even if it means personal sacrifice. Let's take a look at a few characters and the fruit of dependability from God's most precious words by examining some points. How do I exhibit dependability in my daily life? Well, show some patience. This is the day that the Lord has made. Serve the Lord with gladness. Here's another question. What can I do to develop a better attitude of being dependable? Show gratitude, pray, and ask God for strength and wisdom. Here's another question. What blocks me from being dependable? Being mindful of the scripture again. Let us throw off everything that hinders and blockage, meaning sin, that so easily entangles us. And that's from Hebrews 12, 1b. And there's another question. How can I make dependability function better, stronger, and faster, even in times of uncertainty and stress? And I'm reminded again of Scripture, John 2:5. But whosoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. Being dependable allows us to build trust in us and point others to the way of the one who they can put their most trust in, and that's Christ as Lord. You know, being unreliable and predictable are opposite. This can range from constantly being late, holding others up, having a personality that is unpredictable. You don't know how that might respond to you. Right now, let's examine a positive example, and that would be Samuel. Samuel knew that God was dependable, so he called on him to be saved from his enemies. And in John 15:13, it says, greater love has one that once would lay down his life for his friend. Jesus laid down his life for us because he loved us. Not because we deserved it, but by his grace, we got it. And go a little bit further with that in Colossians 3:17. And whatever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father of him. Church, our dependability needs to be built on the fact that Christ is dependable with us. Because Christ's character is dependable, we should respond to what he has done for me out of sense of gratitude, so we can likewise be dependable to others, even when we do not like it or when it is inconvenient. Being dependable reflects our priorities. If your priorities are not God-centered, then you will not show good character to others. Being trustworthy shows our commitment to others by being a person who cares for them personally, as well as just cause of being there when they need us. Dependability is a quality of always being there for others, for family, for friends, for neighbors, others around us. Always faithful, always dependable should be the character of a Christian. Now, I hope I didn't say anything wrong tonight. If I did, charge it to my head and not my heart. I want to remind you all that there was a song that the male choir used to sing. It said, God can take a little and turn it into a lot. And I thought about that. And, you know, if you're dependable and show that you believe in God, your faith will grow in God. And, church, I want to thank you for listening, and may God's word will deepen your understanding. Thank you, Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everyone. The lines will be muted for 20 seconds. The lines will be muted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Deacon Roberson and his message. Please try to quiet all background noise while the line is unmuted.
Thanks for being dependable.
Oh, Thank God.
All right. Sister Christine Easterling has done it again. Sister Easterling is the past president, District of Columbia Retired Educators Association. She's the Dean of Christian Education, and she has published a new book, Juneteenth, The Real Truth and How It Began in My Hometown. She has a foreword by Mayor William D. Billy Colburn of Blackstone, Virginia. Please reach out to Sister Easterling to show your appreciation for her work. And if you have an opportunity, go out and purchase that book or download it on your Kindle. Let her know that you are thinking of her and that her work is very important. The First Baptist Senior Center and Virtual Health Ministry invites you to a Juneteenth and nutritional seminar on Thursday, June 22nd. That's tomorrow, Thursday, June 22nd, in Ida Clark Hall from 11 to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Ida Clark Hall. There will be a food demonstration, chair exercise, giveaways, and much more. All are invited to participate as we celebrate this special day. A birthday celebration for members is scheduled for June 25th, immediately following the 10 a.m. service. This celebration is for all members with birthdays from January to June. There will be a special section for birthday. There will be a special section for the birthday honorees, and cake and punch will also be served. Please remember that the intercessory prayer meeting meets every Monday evening at 6:55 p.m. Additional information on how you can participate in this prayer service is in the pastor's weekly letter. There is a phone number that you need to call, and that's 1-857-232-0158. The conference code is 183141. Please pray for Sister Shirley Lambert in the passing of her daughter, Deborah. The funeral arrangements are pending. And please continue to keep the Machete family in your prayers. Millicent's viewing will be at Stewart Funeral Home in Benning Road, on Benning Road on Friday, June 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. And her memorial service will be on Sunday, June 24th. I'm sorry, on Saturday, June 24th at 11 a.m. at First Baptist Church. And I also want to thank those of you for your prayers, on behalf of my sister, for your prayers and your thoughts. Last Wednesday, after prayer service, I went to the hospital to spend some time with her. It was after hours, but I had permission to do so. And when I got there, she was in distress, and she told me that she was being mistreated. And it took everything in me not to become a mama bear, a lioness, the warrior that I am, and bust up and down the hospital ward. I had to call on God. I had to call on Jesus. And the Holy Spirit reminded me that I just came from prayer service and that God is going to fight my battle. But the first thing I needed to do was remove my sister from the environment, as she had expressed very clearly to me. So please continue to keep us in your prayers. Please continue to check on your loved ones. Please continue to look after yourself. Now, on a lighter note, I did notice in the pastor's weekly letter that there are a whole lot of birthdays going on in June around this time. And I wanted to wait until the end of June, our last prayer service for this month, but I'm going to go ahead and play this now. I want to wish all of you who are celebrating your birthdays in June a very, very happy birthday. And in advance of the birthday celebration that's taking place at the church, happy birthday to everyone who celebrated their special day between January and June. Here's to you. We will now have remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Well, good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day, raining outside, but still grateful to God for his many blessings. Thank God for all of those who participated on tonight with prayers and scriptures. Thank God for our facilitator this evening and for that reminder of encouragement of the Holy Spirit in doing what needs to be done. And we're absolutely grateful to our Chairman Deacon Bruce Robeson for that inspirational message on this evening. I heard someone say in the open mic period that he himself was an example of exactly what he was talking about. And he certainly is a dependable chairman, a dependable believer, a dependable worker for the Lord. And so thank you so much once again for tonight. Not going to repeat all the things that Sister Timothy said, but make sure you pay attention to the pastor's letter. There's all the information in there for the upcoming week. I do want to reiterate one thing for the viewing of the Deaconess Millicent Muschietti. If you are going to a viewing on Friday at Stewart Funeral Home between 4 and 5 o'clock, the family has asked as you come through quickly and do not tarry. That is a request from the family. We know that you want to view and all, but they really wanted to try to keep things moving as quickly as they can. And so, of course, that's from 4 to 5 on this coming Friday at Stewart Funeral Home, and then her memorial service will be on Saturday at the church at 11 o'clock a.m., as Sister Timothy has already stated. So continue to stay safe, stay vigilant on this week, and we're looking forward to this Sunday, the 25th, for our morning worship, of course, hybrid, in person and online, 10 o'clock a.m. Yours truly, Interim Pastor Young, will be preaching, and we're looking forward to a wonderful time. We are slated to have baptism on this Sunday as well at the end of service, and then we'll go ahead and have a wonderful time of celebration and fellowship. celebrating the birthdays for those individuals, those members who have birthdays between January and June. So we're looking forward to this coming Sunday. Now the line is going to be open for 20 seconds as we render our prayer request unto the Lord, whatever it is that you have on your heart or your mind, please give it over to God, and he hears your prayers. The line will now be open for 20 seconds. Gracious God, once again, we, your believing children, would you not come thanking you for your many manifold blessings, thanking you, God, for how you've kept us, how you've strengthened us, how you have held us close. We thank you, God, for the ways you made this week. We thank you, Lord, that even as the enemy, we know he has tried to get in our way and on our track. Lord, you've kept them at bay. God, you've given us the strength that we need to make it through the tears we've cried, the sadness we feel, the pain in our bodies. God, you've kept us even despite all of that. Lord, there are those of us who experienced triumphs, who are happy and glad, Lord God, that things have worked out in our lives. There are those of us we're excited about going to see other family members and all those things as the summer months approach. Give us strength even in those moments, God, to continue to celebrate you, to continue to thank you, and to not abandon you even as good times come. But, Lord, we know that the life we live, the life that you've given us, offers us mountain highs and valley lows. Help us to be stable in our walk with you during it all. A reminder tonight to be dependable. Dependable in good times, dependable in bad times, trusting in you and your holy example of being a dependable God unto us. And so, Lord, we pray, we ask, God, right now that you would hear our prayers, the prayers of those who have been rendered unto you. Lord, there are people who are praying for families that are hurting and in pain and in need. We're praying for Sister Shirley Lambert, Lord God, especially the loss of her daughter, Deborah. We're praying for Deacon Robert Muschietti and his family and the loss of Deaconess Millicent Muschietti. We're praying for so many others who have lost their loved ones, God, that we may know about, even those who we may not have been in contact with that much, but we know that a death has gone on in their family, the hand of you has moved. And so we're praying that your mercy and your peace comfort them. We're praying healing, God, on those who are in nursing homes and hospice care or at home convalescing, praying for Sister Clater and her family. We're praying, God, for all those individuals that we know of who may be in bad situations, oppressive situations, that you would bring freedom, that shackles would, Lord God, be released and somebody would be able to walk free in this life knowing that it's because of you and your grace, mercy, and power. We're praying for our church. Continue to strengthen First Baptist Church, Lord God, in this season of transition. We ask and pray, God, that your hand would move upon this church in a mighty way, to continue to keep First Baptist walking in your way, doing the work of ministry, doing what you have called this church to do. Bless and keep the leadership of the church as only you can, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we know that you are a God who knows all, who understands all of our needs and our wants and provides. So we thank you in advance for providing what First Baptist needs. And Lord, we just say thank you in our personal lives. We thank you in the lives you give us as we're working and we're doing this and that in our free time. We say thank you. The families, we say thank you. Lord, because we know that even though stormy seasons come, that the storms and the trouble doesn't last always. So, God, We're walking in faith. We're walking in faith believing that you're going to open doors. We're walking in faith trusting that you're going to make a way out of no way. We're walking in faith because you promised us in your word that's what you would do, that you would allow us to walk, Lord God, in those pathways that we would just trust in you and not lean to our own understanding. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your perfection. Supply us what we stand in need of, God, to continue to be light in the midst of a dark world. And, Lord, bless our families, our friends, our loved ones. Bless our church in a mighty way that it will continue to be a beacon light in that community and in this city. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, and we pray it all. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for June 21st. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. If you're signing off and unable to remain on the line with us, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And if you're hanging out with us, please continue to enjoy the music.